we got this grant, and there was this huge, wasn't a race exactly, but a huge pressure to push forward. And, you know, I'd got my way and ended up with a whole body magnet. And the question was, could we now demonstrate the use of this magnet? And there was an important conference coming up in the States, in Blacksburg, Virginia. And so we knew there was a deadline for this in 1978. So we were really working, you know, almost round the clock, trying to get the equipment working so that I could, or someone could, jump in the magnet and we could get an image. And it was decided at the last minute that it would be me that would get in the magnet. But by then, of course, the magnet that we were using was an electromagnet. It wasn't a superconductive magnet. And it got rather hot when it was in operation. After, you know, maybe 10 minutes or so, you couldn't touch the surface of the magnet. It was really, you know, about 55, 60 degrees centigrade. I stood between the cores, and of course it got jolly hot. And I stood there for about 50 minutes while, you know, I was, in the end, I came out like a wet rag. There were so many things that had to be done and checked and double-checked and so on. And so it was, you know, ended up at about 7:30 in the evening getting this image. And, of course, there was no time to get slides made. So I, Peter Morris and Ian Pikett took photographs off the screen, and I took the roll of film with me, and we went on the flight to the States, found a local chemist that could do the developing. Well, it was, I think it was a chemist shop or something, equivalent, pharmacy shop. And it was all done, and I got the slides back mounted a day before the conference started. So it was all touch and go, you know, it wasn't relaxed at all.